At 6:06, it is overcast and 76 degrees, going to 92 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma National Guard is under orders from Governor Fallon to stop processing same-sex couples requesting military benefits.
A spokesman says Fallon is following the people's wish. Oklahoma voters approved a constitutional amendment prohibiting the benefits of marriage for same-sex couples. Fallon's legal staff told the Guard not to process their requests because of the amendment. Same-sex couples who legally married in other states must apply for benefits at a federal facility like Tinker Air Force Base. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, Governor Fallon goes before the National Press Club at lunchtime yesterday to talk about her initiative as the head of the National Governors Association. She's calling for better workplace training.
I'm working to establish a national dialogue between business, education, and the public sector about how we can best prepare students, men and women, to get good-paying jobs, and for our nation to be able to keep pace and be competitive in a global economy.
She says nationally, a fourth of high school students drop out before graduation. Of those who go on to college, she says only about a half will get a degree. $1.3 billion. That is the economic impact, a new study says, the Cherokee Nation has on Oklahoma. At the study's unveiling, Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb says the tribe's success helps the overall Oklahoma economy.
Teamwork, team effort. In the last 12 to 18 months, Oklahoma's not just beat Texas. In the last 12 to 18 months, Oklahoma has beat every state in net job growth.
The tribe commissioned the study, which was produced by Oklahoma City University economists. Two vehicles and remains recovered from Foss Lake may help solve some cold cases from the late 1950s and 1970s. Custer County Sheriff Bruce Peoples says dive teams testing sonar equipment located the cars, and the medical examiner's office was brought in after skeletal remains were found. The Daily Elk Cityan reports the vehicles appear to match a Camaro missing with three Sayre teenagers since 1970 and an older Chevrolet with two Canute residents missing since about a decade earlier. Well, you'll be bombarded with information about the municipal projects over the next few weeks as Improve Our Tulsa launches its campaign.
Streets is the primary driving factor, no pun intended, of this group of projects.
Mayor Bartlett, civic and business leaders officially begin the campaign to try and pass a $918 million capital improvements package dubbed Improve Our Tulsa. On board is business owner Jeff Dunn, who says just like in the private sector, government must maintain and improve assets.
The principle was exactly the same. The city has to reinvest in those assets and maintain those assets, or they dwindle.
More than 70% of the package will go to street repairs, bridges, and other traffic-related projects. You vote on the issue November 12th. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Record enrollment of new students at the University of Tulsa this fall. University President Stedman Upham addressed faculty and staff yesterday and announced the freshman class is the largest in TU history.
The freshman class is a record freshman class. We have 862 as of Monday, which is up about 5% over last year.
He says the entire student body at TU has an average ACT of 27.7. The University of Tulsa is the licensee of KWGS. Our weather forecast, clouds giving way to sunshine, 92 for a high this afternoon. Fair tonight, 72 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.